And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:05. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. It's Kelly Alexander alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Hello, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kelly?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I always look forward to having you on CJD because we always have such a great time. We get great questions from the audience, which we appreciate. So I'm going to start off right away by giving out the phone number. So if you have questions for Dr. Monk, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you've got questions with regards to rosacea, which we're actually going to talk about in just a second, that just sort of came off the top of my head. And also, if you have any other skin questions, if you've got questions about Cool Sculpting, all that sort of stuff, Dr. Monk is here to help you until 8 o'clock. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie at his office weekdays, very simple. That phone number is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com, and that is MUNKMD.com. So let us get going with rosacea, because I understand April, which we're like days away, is actually Rosacea Awareness Month.
It is.
So what do you want to, I guess, let people know? In the grand scheme, what is rosacea?
So I think that's important to understand because it's so common. And, you know, not a lot of people know what it is. Everybody kind of knows what acne is and pimples. But nobody really knows, not nobody, but a lot of people are not aware of rosacea. And rosacea actually is a chronic condition that affects anywhere from 5 to 10% of the population.
Okay.
So it's super common. And basically the way it presents is there's a lot of different types of rosacea. Okay, the most common type is when somebody just has a red face. So, you know, people think, I always had a red face. This is just my normal. And this is just who I am. But that's not true. It's actually a skin condition that causes the redness of their face.
Okay.
So the most common subtype, like I said, is when somebody is an easy flusher and blusher. And, you know, when they do exercise, when they drink alcohol, wine, spicy foods, or they're in the sun, basically their face gets very, very red and flushed.
Okay.
And when it first starts out, it always tends to be temporary, and that flushing and that redness kind of comes and goes. But as the rosacea progresses, it gets to a certain point that that redness becomes persistent. And then they're always red in the face, no matter what they're doing. So that's really the most common type of rosacea.
Okay.
The other type that a lot of people aren't aware about is a type where you actually get pimples. And it can look a lot like acne. You know, usually you get this when you're an adult in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. But it's not kind of run-of-the-mill teenage acne. It's really acne associated with rosacea. And it's important to make that distinction because the treatments actually vary from teenage acne to acne associated with rosacea. So that's where, you know, it could be tricky. And unless you really have that proper training to differentiate the two conditions, you know, I wouldn't expect somebody to really make that distinction. So I do think a good consultation with a skin specialist, a dermatologist, is important to make that distinction between just teenage acne and rosacea.
Do you, or is, does eating play a part in this at all? Like, is that a trigger?
100%.
Okay.
So I tell all my patients that I diagnose with rosacea, what's very important is to identify the triggers. And the most common triggers, like I said before, it's food related. It's spicy foods, hot drinks like coffees, teas, chocolates can make people flush, alcohol, wine. Those are the most common things. And then there's things that are beyond our control. Cold wind, sun exposure. Sun is the biggest factor with rosacea, which is why all of my patients with that condition wear a sunscreen on a daily basis to protect and prevent their progression. Exercise is another big factor, but of course that's good for your health. So I tell my patients, keep exercising, let's control your rosacea otherwise for things that we could control. But the exercise is important for your health. But for sure, triggers, identifying them is super important because if you can limit your triggers, your rosacea will do better.
And we're going to get to the phones in just a sec. Sharon, I see you've got a question about rosacea. We're going to get to you in just a sec. But with regards to the triggers, are the triggers different for each and every person?
100%.
Okay.
So the best way to identify your triggers is to actually keep a diary. And, you know, I'd say 50% of people don't even know that they're flushing and they're red. Mm-hmm. But if you see that you're red and you're flushed, what did you do an hour, 2 hours prior to that to give you that reaction? If you kind of keep a log or a diary, you'll be able to identify your triggers a little bit better. And just being aware of it, you know, you're drinking your coffee, look in the mirror, is your face bright red? So if it is, great, coffee's a trigger for you. And okay. That way you reduce your coffee intake, your rosacea will improve.
And if you're pounding back the Cadbury mini eggs, that causes a problem. You might want to check that out, too.
Maybe more so than your rosacea.
Sharon, welcome to CJD. What's your question for Dr. Monk?
I'd like to know what products that you should use when you have this issue. I also have ocular rosacea and eczema on my eyelids, so this is a big problem for me, and I'm always trying to find things to clean my face with. I currently am using Cilradex to clear off the eyelids.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's, it is effective to a certain point, but it's also very strong on your eyelids, right? So I'm very conscious of that. And they do get inflamed, and I take an anti-inflammatory, and I want to make sure that I'm kind of on the right track.
So those are great questions. Actually, I'll just, before I answer your question, I'll just mention that ocular rosacea or rosacea affecting the eye happens in about 50% of people with rosacea. So it's actually very, very common. In terms of what types of products you should be using with rosacea, so if you have rosacea, notoriously you have the most sensitive skin and you can't tolerate a lot of the skincare products out there. So what I counsel my patients is, number one, broad spectrum sunscreen. I love physical blockers like sunscreens with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, and that way you're going to really protect your skin. And those are sunscreens that are the best tolerated for sensitive skin types. And then in terms of the routine skincare, the moisturizer, the cleanser, you really need very bland skincare. So nothing with acids, nothing with glycolic acid. Try to limit the retinols on the skin, although sometimes they are helpful. But if you have rosacea, anything that's irritating is just going to irritate your skin and make your rosacea worse. So a very gentle skincare cleanser, bland moisturizer, broad spectrum sunscreen, those are pretty much the best things you could apply on your skin when you have rosacea.
Sharon, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Nadine from LaSalle, you've got questions about black circles?
Yeah, I have black dots on my face. I'm a black person. And it's like I always get acne, and then I try to cure it because I went to the dermatologist. I use Cetaphil for the skin to clean my skin, and yet the black marks are just popping up, especially around the chin area. What do I do in this case?
You know, black marks in black skin is tricky because black skin, although it's beautiful skin, unfortunately, anytime there's any inflammation in black skin, it does leave this temporary discoloration or pigmentation on the skin, and that really takes a long time to settle down. What is helpful to improve that pigmentation is sun protection, because the sun will definitely darken those brown marks. And then, you know, in my office, we do various things like chemical peels, a procedure called silk peel, just very gentle treatments to help exfoliate the skin and help peel away some of that pigment. And I find that's helpful on top of using sometimes some brightening creams or bleaching creams to help fade the pigmentation faster.
Can I have your phone number, please?
I will happily give that to you, Nadine. 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. That's the office line for Dr. Monk. And, of course, you can check out his website as well, monkmd.com. This is a quick question. I'm going to pronounce it wrong right from the start. Before we get to traffic, what's the difference between rosacea and vitiligo?
Vitiligo?
That one.
So completely different. Rosacea causes redness and dilated veins in the skin, whereas vitiligo is an autoimmune condition where your immune system attacks the pigmentation in the skin. And so Michael Jackson had vitiligo, and he lost his pigmentation because his immune cells were attacking that pigment and destroying it.
Okay.
So completely different than rosacea.
Okay.
Rosacea, you have a red face, lots of veins, sometimes pimples. Vitiligo, you basically have white skin. And in a white person like myself, if I had vitiligo, nobody would really notice it.
Okay.
But in somebody who's darker skin, black skin, brown skin, with vitiligo, it can be pretty devastating.
Awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Roy, Amy, I see you. We'll be back to you in just a sec. When we come back, we're going to speak about cool sculpting and what it is exactly. But first, off to the CJD Traffic Center. Here comes Jill Fitzgerald.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. 514-790-0800 by phone. If you've got questions, he is here until 8 o'clock. And of course, you can text in at 514-800. And Amy, I see you. As mentioned, you have a rosacea question, which is what we were talking about just before the break. Go right ahead.
Hi, doctor. It's Amy. I just wanted to know what your thoughts are about the laser treatment. I've done four treatments already, and I've only seen like a slight improvement. My mother had done it about 5 years ago, and her rosacea had cleared up totally with those treatments. So at this point, I don't really know what my options are. The dermatologist who treated me kind of thought that I should be going towards an E-matrix treatment now, but when I read up on it, it seems a little more intense, more painful, and I'm just nervous about if there would be any kind of scarring potential. So I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
And you said, Amy, that you did the V-beam treatment?
I did four. Yes, I have done four sessions of V-beam.
Okay, so I'll just explain it so everybody understands that.
Sure.
V-beam is a vascular laser that really targets all those vessels under the skin and heats up those vessels selectively so those vessels disappear. And that's a way that you can really clear or improve the overlying redness and visible veins that are present in the skin in somebody with rosacea. So that's actually a treatment that I usually do for people with rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, you know, after three or four sessions with the laser, I definitely get a lot of improvement. What I tell people with rosacea is it's not necessarily perfect, and there's some redness that can be persistent and last. But, you know, most of the time when I do these treatments, I do end up getting anywhere, I'd say, from 50 to 80 or even more percent improvement. So as long as there's a percent improvement from baseline and it's, you know, at least 50, 60% improvement, I think that that's obviously a positive. And what I get my patients doing is a maintenance, because rosacea is a chronic condition. It's there for life. It does come back. It progresses over time. So after that series of 3 to 4 laser treatments, I get a lot of my patients doing maintenance IPL treatments, one every 6 months. And that way, I really find that over time, not only does the redness improve on an ongoing basis, but people just get a long-term control on their rosacea. So what I would say to you, Amy, is even if it's not perfect, if you have improvement, I think that's a positive. And, you know, I would sequentially treat with laser or IPL treatments to try to improve you progressively over time. So I'd probably recommend taking a break from laser and retrying it down the line in a few months' time to further improve it. Last thing I'll mention, you mentioned the E-matrix, that's radio frequency. And there's actually a lot of good studies showing radio frequency can improve rosacea. So I actually don't think that that's a bad suggestion from your doctor. And I also do that sometimes. I have a radio frequency device that I use for rosacea patients, and I do have nice results. But it is a bit more aggressive. There is a bit more downtime with it. So it's something that you have to decide if you want to do. I think you could go either way with it.
Amy, thank you so much for the call. We're heading off to Roy. Roy, thank you for waiting. You have a question with regards to cool sculpting. Hi, Roy.
How are you?
Good. What's your question about cool sculpting for Dr. Monk?
The difference between cool sculpting with respect to traditional liposuction versus efficacy, cost, etc.
So that's a great question, Roy. Let's talk about cool sculpting because we were going to talk about it next anyways. So let me just explain briefly what cool sculpting is for those listeners that don't know. So cool sculpting is a technology. It's called cryolipolysis. It is there to freeze the fat. So it's a technology that is non-invasive. Patients get hooked up to a device and it kind of has a little bit of a vacuum in there, and it's sucks in fat cells, and then it freezes those fat cells to anywhere from minus 11 to minus 13 degrees Celsius. And at that temperature, it is just selective for the fat. It doesn't freeze the skin. It doesn't freeze the nerves. It's just those fat cells that form these intracellular crystals, and then the crystals form inside the cell, and it breaks those fat cells open, and they die. They are gone permanently.
Oh, wow.
So Cool Sculpting is a fat reduction procedure that is permanent and long-lasting. Liposuction is a surgical removal of fat. Okay, so when you're looking at different ways to remove fat, there's liposuction, which is surgical. There's Cool Sculpting, which uses freezing. And then there's the opposite, using heating and heating those fat cells through radio frequency, which also will permanently destroy those fat cells. I think Cool Sculpting is tremendous in that we can get surgical results and results like liposuction without any downtime. That's the beauty of Cool Sculpting, is there's minimal pain, minimal downtime, and the results are fantastic. Okay? However, it does have its limitations. Each treatment of Cool Sculpting can eliminate about 25 to 30% of fat. So if you are the type of person you want to do a one treatment thing, you want one session, everything to be done, there's no way to do it but surgery. If, however, you're willing to undergo several treatments, maybe two, maybe three, in order to have non-invasive results without any downtime, Cool Sculpting is a fantastic option.
And you have done it. This is what I love. You, not that you need to because you're fighting trim, but you've tried it to make sure that it's okay for your patients.
So I have tried every single technology in my office.
Great.
And yes, I did Cool Sculpting on my own love handles and I loved it. I mean, I was in the gym that night working out and I had no pain. The only thing I had was a little bit of numbness, which lasted about 5 weeks in my case, but it didn't bother me. And I had great results with it. So we do a lot of Cool Sculpting in my office. We have fantastic results with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we know its limitations. So actually one thing we started doing in my office and we've had incredible results is combining technologies.
Oh, wow.
So Cool Sculpting is a technology, like I said, that freezes the fat. Whereas I have another technology called Body FX that does the opposite. It heats the fat and it kills the fat through heat. And the nice thing about it also is that it tightens the collagen through the bulk heating. So whereas the Cool Sculpting gets rid of the fat, when we combine it with the Body FX, we get a further fat reduction and a tightening of the skin. So honestly, I find that combination has been groundbreaking for my practice and it works extremely well. And we get fantastic results with it without any downtime.
Fantastic. And you said too that like you were able to just go right back to your job, like you did it and away you went.
Oh yeah. It's no downtime, no pain. You go back to, you know, I get a lot of mummies post C-section,
post-delivery.
Mm-hmm. They have young babies. They want to be able to hold their babies. It is great for that mummy tummy. My wife did it for her mummy tummy after our three kids. It's fantastic.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're heading off to Anne in Montreal. Anne, I know you had a question with regards to sun damage.
The technical term, I'm not sure, but I'm actually calling about my brother has carcinoma, basal cell, whatever, on the nose.
Okay.
Okay. Is it nitrogen or something?
Okay, liquid nitrogen.
Right, that just by a dermatologist. And then was to try and get that off, but then was prescribed
Effudex?
I'm sorry?
Effudex?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I'd also used that too because I had the same situation on my lip, but I had a very small thing. And when he did that, my understanding was, doctor said that it would, because I had laser surgery done, he said I didn't think they got it all. He said if you use this stuff, if it's going to work, it means if there's stuff still there, it's going to get inflamed and it'll.
So what's your question, Anne? Because we're running out of time. We're up against
all right,
the news.
So my question is, they put this stuff all over his face, and his face became so inflamed.
Yeah. So let me explain what went on there. So You know, when you have a lot of sun damage, precancerous changes, even superficial skin cancers like basal cell, you need a way to kind of treat that entire area, like, for example, the entire nose. And Effudex, for those that don't know, is a chemotherapy cream that can treat large areas of sun damage and precancerous changes with a single treatment, but it's a very hard treatment to tolerate. It causes big reactions, redness, crusting, swelling, lasting a few weeks. So that's one option. Mm-hmm. Another option of treating large areas of sun damage and precancerous change, and I've talked about on my show before, is photodynamic therapy. That's a treatment that I do in my office. It's fantastic. We put a cream on the affected area, like, for example, the full nose, and then we wait about 2 hours, and then patients go under a red light for about 10 to 20 minutes. And that light basically turns the cream on, gets into all that precancer, sun damage, superficial skin cancer, treats it. The nice thing about it is that it heals so quick. In about 2 to 3 days, patients are healed and those precancerous changes are healed up. And the skin, the other benefit of it is it rejuvenates the skin. And that is my treatment of choice for any precancerous change because it has been shown on a long-term scale to really make a difference and reduce skin cancer.
You are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk here on CJD. Much more coming up, more calls. If you've got some, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we see your calls. Thanks so much for calling in. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Some texts as well have come in over the break. We're going to get to them in just a sec. But I know, Ronnie, you wanted to continue your discussion with regards to Cool Sculpting. And so where did you want to head next? I know we've talked about some of the side effects. Are there any other issues that people should be aware of? Like, do certain people handle it better than others?
Well, let's talk about indications,
okay,
like where we would treat Cool Sculpting. So, you know, what I tell people is anywhere you could basically pinch the fat, we could freeze the fat.
Oh, wow.
So the biggest, the most popular areas we do is the belly. We do a lot of love handles. We do pockets in the back. You know, some people have kind of rolls on the back, like back fat that mm-hmm. roll up under the bra. Mm-hmm. So those are areas that are great for Cool Sculpting. Inner and outer thighs do really, really well with it. Arms, you know, some people have that flabbiness of the yeah. arm. Mm-hmm. So that's great to do. Double chins is fantastic with Cool Sculpting. What else do we do?
How does that latch on necessarily for the chin? Because I could see the belly. How does that? But how do you do that with like, around your head?
It's a very special handpiece.
Oh, okay.
That's meant purely for that double chin area.
Okay.
And it just sits there, and it does. You know, you have to have pinchable fat there because that's the fat that gets sucked into the device, mm-hmm. and it just freezes it. And it takes that treatment. Usually, treatments are about 35 minutes per area. That treatment on the double chin is 45 minutes. And yeah, I mean, most areas you need about 2 sessions with Cool Sculpting to really see a nice improvement. Mm-hmm. When we add our other device, the Body FX, that takes about 5 to 6 treatments, which we do between those 2 Cool Sculpting sessions. So what I tell people really is that it's a 3-month process. You know, you do your Cool Sculpting and your Body FX. If you start your treatment now, we're March, you'll be ready by the summer.
Okay.
So now is the most popular time to start Cool Sculpting and thinking about body contouring because people want to be ready for that bikini season.
And do you want people to know that this is sort of like to enhance your situation? It's not meant as like a weight loss.
You absolutely do not lose weight with it, which is so funny because we see such amazing results with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm always so surprised when we weigh people and they look incredible and they've lost 2 pounds.
Oh, wow.
You know, so you don't lose weight. And that's because you're really, if you think about it, we're targeting kind of these bulges and these fat pockets, mm-hmm. that's not where the bulk of the weight is.
Right.
You know, a lot of people that are obese have a lot of fat. It's the fat around the organs that weighs them down, and that, you know, there's a lot of factors there, muscle, fat. When you just do Cool Sculpting and you're carving these little pockets of fat, you're not losing a tremendous amount of weight, but visually the difference is incredible.
Let's go to the phones at 514-790-0800. I'm not sure if it's Devin or Devon, but you have a Cool Sculpting question?
Yes, it's Devin.
Devin, thank you.
I'm calling because I have diabetes and I'm insulin dependent. I'm injecting in the stomach belly area and it does cause a lot of fat in that area. Could Cool Sculpting help that?
Yeah, so what I love about Cool Sculpting is literally anybody can do it, okay? Despite your diabetes, medical conditions, Cool Sculpting is a safe technology. The only real contraindication to Cool Sculpting are people who have an intolerance to cold. So some people, for example, will get hives when they're in the cold weather or in ice water or something like that. And those people can actually still do Cool Sculpting, but they may get hives during their procedure. Some people have conditions where they're so sensitive to the cold, and it's really rare, but those are people that I would not Cool Sculpt. But otherwise, despite the diabetes, despite any liver problems, Cool Sculpting can be done by anybody. Very, very safe technology.
Jerry, what's your question with regards to Cool Sculpting? Jerry, you there?
Oh, hi. I'm calling for Jerry. Maybe you can help me. My husband in October had abdominoplasty, and he was left with, I guess you'd say, two bulges on either side, which he did not have before.
Okay.
Would liposuction and or Cool Sculpting help?
So if you're telling me that there are these isolated bulges and, you know, the stomach looks good after his surgery and he just has these bulges, to me, that is Cool Sculpting 101. That is a perfect candidate for Cool Sculpting. I'm sure that liposuction would work as well because, you know, anything you could Cool Sculpt, you could surgically remove. But as your husband probably knows, surgery is not without its risks and not without its downtime. And as opposed to having 2 weeks, 3 weeks of not moving, pain, downtime, with Cool Sculpting, it is quick, it is efficient, the results are fantastic, so I would definitely recommend Cool Sculpting. And I should say that even a lot of the plastic surgeons out there that used to do a ton of lipo have reduced their lipo rates because they have Cool Sculpting devices, and this is largely replacing liposuction for certain indications. Lipo still has its place. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that lipo is bad. It's not true. It still has its place, but the technology is advancing at such a rapid rate that the surgical rates are coming down.
If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, the cosmetic number where you would call for an appointment for Cool Sculpting, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And if you have medical questions with regards to acne or rosacea, you can reach out on his medical line, which is 514-937-3773. And of course, his website, monkmd.com. Sandra, you have another question with regards to Cool Sculpting?
Yes, hi. I'm calling for my daughter. She's been diabetic now for almost 40 years. And when she first started giving her needles, they were always in her upper arms. And over the years, it's hardened. And it looks like she won't wear anything that doesn't have sleeves because she has big bumps on the outside of her arms. Is Cool Sculpting, would that get rid of it? Or is it too late? Like it's not really a soft fat anymore.
Yeah. So you know what, Sandra? She would really need a proper evaluation by a dermatologist, because if it's fat and fat is soft, then Cool Sculpting, yes, is a great option for her. But, you know, repeated injections into the fat can sometimes cause what's called a paniculitis. And that's where the fat becomes quite inflamed and can basically cause a lot of changes to the fat that not only would not be amenable to Cool Sculpting, but can become uncomfortable for people. And there are ways to improve when there is inflammation in the fat. I mean, what's very important probably for your daughter is always changing her sites of injections, because that can help prevent something like a paniculitis. But for sure, the first step for your daughter would be a proper consultation for diagnosis.
Sandra, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Let's head off to Nigel. I know you have a question with regards to sun exposure. Nigel?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Your question.
Oh, Yes, for a black man, do I have to put on sunscreen?
Very good question, Nigel. You have more melanin than a white man. You know, so melanin is that pigmentation in the skin that protects from sun damage. That being said, every time the sun hits your skin, the melanin will only protect so far. You do get sun damage. You do get changes in your DNA every time you're in the sun and get sun exposure. And I see skin cancer in black skin as well. I can't say it's as common. It is not as common as in white skin, but you can still get a lot of sun damage and skin cancer. So yes, you should definitely protect your skin, and you would be amazed at how much skin cancers and sun damage changes we actually see in darker skin types. So despite the protection, you still need sunscreen and good sun behavior.
I'm so glad you called, Nigel. Thank you so much for that. Let's head off to Anne in Pierrefonds. You have a question with regards to rosacea and a teenager?
Yes, that's right, actually. My daughter has had acne since the beginning of puberty. She's now 15, and I noticed that her acne has actually morphed into acne rosacea. And my concern is that, like, is the acne treatment causing or aggravating the rosacea and vice versa?
That's a very good question, Anne. What I would say is, I don't think her acne treatment or the treatment she's doing for her teenage acne is causing or worsening her rosacea. But what I would say is the treatments for acne and for pimples associated with rosacea are quite different. So I don't think that if the first thing she needs is a proper diagnosis, okay, is this run-of-the-mill acne or is this rosacea? And once that diagnosis is made, then we could tailor the treatment depending on what we see. If this is teenage acne, you know, antibiotics, creams like retinol creams, benzoyl peroxides, those are the types of things I would recommend. Whereas if this is acne associated with rosacea, also sometimes antibiotic pills are helpful. There's other creams like metronidazole cream. There's a new cream called Reziver, which is fantastic. So very, very different classes of creams for both conditions. So the most important thing really is to make the proper diagnosis.
And thank you so much for calling. And if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk on his medical line, it's 514-937-3773, 514-937-3773. And of course, Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock on CJD at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. My name is Kelly Alexander.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show, Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you right up until 8 o'clock. And just before the break, we talked about PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and Dr. Monk is now going to explain what that is. Over the break, you were telling me, and it's crazy cool, so go ahead.
So PRP, it's been around for quite a few years already, and you know, everybody's kind of looking for this natural solution to enhance their skin and rejuvenate their skin. So it's basically a procedure where we do a blood test. We draw blood from your arm, like any other blood test, and then we take that blood, we spin it down in a centrifuge. And that helps to separate out the red blood cells from the rest of the blood. The rest of the blood, that's what we call the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma. And that has all the good stuff in your blood, growth factors, nutrients, things that are great to hydrate your skin. And so when you get those nutrients back into the skin, it helps to improve fine lines, wrinkles, stimulate collagen. So what we've been doing in my practice is we've been doing PRP. And we do a lot of fractionated laser technology, so using laser to tighten the skin, improve collagen, improve sun damage. But these are lasers that help to drill little tiny holes into the skin to stimulate the collagen. So when the holes are kind of open, what we've been doing is we rub the PRP on top.
Oh, wow.
So it's a combination of laser with PRP. That way you really get the added benefits of both treatments in a single treatment. And I have to say I have been so impressed with the results of this that we started doing it really regularly every day. Now we're doing it. And not only do you have the benefit of both treatments in a single treatment, but it also, the PRP actually helps to heal the skin. So as opposed to a laser healing in 3 days or 4 days, we now have 24-hour healing because that PRP just gives it all the factors it needs to heal the skin. It's just incredible.
So who would be a candidate for this?
So we started really promoting PRP and using it for people who want improvements in their skin. So people who have fine lines under the eyes, fine lines on their cheeks, on their neck, on their chest, anybody with fine lines or even deep lines, wrinkles that just want to tighten their skin, neck tightening, chest tightening. I would do laser on these people and get really nice results. But now when we add the PRP on top of the laser, it brings it to a whole new level.
So can I say it's more of a like a natural process?
It's very natural. So a lot of celebrities have been doing this for years.
Oh, wow.
And they used to call it the vampire facelift.
I love that.
But how they used to use PRP back then was they would actually inject it like a filler.
Oh, okay.
But PRP got a little bit of a bad rep back then because it didn't volumize like a filler. So it would be injected. People try to do it and fill lines with it and give volume, but it doesn't give volume. But it really does improve texture and quality of skin. So that's why a couple dermatologists maybe a few years ago came up with the notion that if you add it to laser treatment, that creates kind of these little microscopic openings in the skin, and you rub it on top, it can penetrate the skin and really act where it needs to act, which is in those deep layers of the skin, to enhance the results. So the other thing that PRP has been really popular with over recent years is alopecia. So people with hair thinning.
Okay.
So men and women with hair thinning. I started doing this in my practice. I actually inject PRP into the scalp. And that, again, because of the growth factors, the nutrients, it actually will stimulate and promote a favorable environment for hair. So people will stop thinning their hair. They'll actually help regrow some of their hair. And it's the hottest trend out there now, using PRP to stop hair loss and to help stimulate. So if you're somebody who has thinning hair and it's early or it's even a bit more advanced and you don't want to do a transplant and you just want a process to stop that hair shedding and loss, think about PRP. It's incredible.
Should Prince William be coming to see you?
Yeah, I'm sure he does it already.
That's been quite the change in his head over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, can you break down that appointment? So let's say someone is coming for PRP. How long does the actual appointment last, or does it vary?
So somebody comes in, we usually take their blood right away. We have to spin down their blood for about 10 minutes in the centrifuge. At that time, they're also being prepared for either laser or microneedling. So sometimes if somebody doesn't want to do laser, we'll do some microneedling, which is basically just using a little device that creates little openings in the skin where we could apply the PRP on top of it. So they're being prepared. We usually put numbing cream to make the procedure very comfortable. They wait about half hour with the numbing cream on, and then they're ready. We do their laser. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. And then throughout the laser treatment, I have one of my nurses applying the PRP directly on the skin. And we rub it in, and it helps everything heal. So the whole treatment with laser and PRP takes about 45 minutes. With all the prep time, you're probably in my office about an hour and a half. And your skin will heal in about 1 to 2 days.
And so what should you notice, Dr. Monk, within that 48-hour period? Like you'll see and notice? Noticeable difference?
Well, you'll be, right after you're red, you have a little bit of scabbing, but it heals very, very quick. And then within the week, you'll really see your skin start to radiate. But what I tell people is, the benefits of it will be over a 3-month period, because that laser is stimulating and renewing your collagen. So it is going to tighten your collagen and your skin, and it's going to be the most noticeable at 3 months, but you'll see benefit even after 1 to 2 weeks. I want to tell you a quick story. Mm-hmm. I just did this actually on my mother.
Okay.
So my mother was in my clinic and we did this probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And, we just had a big event and her skin was glowing, and the comments we had on her skin about the PRP was incredible. you know, and that made a lot of my family members believers. And I mean, we see it in my office every day. We all believe in the technology. It is fantastic technology. Wow. It's just incredible how much you could do now non-invasively to improve and rejuvenate the skin.
Now, for someone who would be interested, because we are getting a couple of texts with regards to this, with regards to the cost, I guess it varies depending on each person, right? So they have to come in for a consultation?
For sure. That's okay. For sure. And also we combine it with lasers, so the cost is definitely variable.
Okay.
I will say that the protocol we do usually for skin rejuvenation is 3 treatments done 1 month apart. For hair, it's usually 4 treatments. We do them monthly, and then we do recommend people come in every 6 months for a maintenance because that's the best way. I mean, obviously, hair thinning is a progressive thing, and if you stop your maintenance treatments, you're going to continue to thin your hair. If you want to keep your hair thick and healthy, you're going to continue your PRP.
We've had a text come in to 514-800, and I thought maybe you'd like to answer this before we wrap up the show, from Gary. Does Cool Sculpting work on bags under the eyes?
No, Cool Sculpting's for bigger areas where you really have fat pockets.
Okay.
Bags under the eyes is a different ball game. You know, there's laser tightening that can be effective for eye bags. For sure, injectables are very helpful. Fillers under the eyes I do quite a bit, and that's really helpful non-surgically to improve the eyes, you know, in about 20 to 30 minutes without any downtime. Okay. So other options, but not Cool Sculpting.
Got it. Perfect. Now, I know we wanted to mention that you have a promotion going on right now with regards to injections and fillers. Do you want people to head to the website to get the information on that?
Yeah, it's our opening because we did move into a new clinic about a month ago.
Right.
That promotion is ending end of March. For more information, you could definitely check out my website and call if you're interested.
Perfect. And again, if you want to reach out to Dr. Monk, first of all, his medical line. So if you've got questions with regards to acne, rashes, rosacea, 514-937-3773, 514-937-3773. And then his cosmetic number, again, for fillers, Botox, Cool Sculpting. Does PRP fall under that, I guess?
It does.
It does.
Sure.
So then you would call the cosmetic line at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And of course, you can learn more on their website, monkmd.com. And I know you quickly want to say goodnight to some special ladies.
I have to say goodnight to my 3 girls, Gabby, Jamie, and Avery. I know they're listening to me now and they wait for my shout out. So I can't forget them and I love them.
Perfect. Fantastic. Dr. Monk, thank you so much for this. We appreciate
Thanks, Kelly.
It. So that's Dr. Ronnie Monk. My name is Kelly Alexander, and a big thank you going out to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side with John Pohl. Have a great night.